And it's the Did You Know Show, Brent Hesse and Noah Cassidy, for another episode on this Thursday afternoon. Noah, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good, and we both got some pretty good ones today. I'm kind of excited for them, so.
We got some good ones. Well, go ahead, tell us about what you got.
So I'll be honest, mine's a little long, so I'm just going to straight read it. I'm not going to even try and talk about it a whole lot, because I would want to make sure I get these details right, and it's some pretty cool little facts right here. Never knew this. So, did you know that there are 32 pigeons that were awarded medals for valor during World War II?
No.
So, pigeons actually got medals. So, pigeons tend to be a bad rap among urban dwellers, but the birds have a distinguished history of service. They were bred for the instinctive ability to find their way home from long distances. Homing pigeons were trained as messenger bearers as far back as ancient Egypt, right? So with the deployment of besieged Persians during the Franco-Persian War of 1870, the era of military pigeons were underway. By the time the United States entered World War I, homing pigeons were being used on both sides of the fight for their ability to reliably deliver progress updates from planes, tanks, and mobile lofts on the front lines. While telephone and radio communication were more advanced heading into World War II, there were still times when conditions were rendering such technologies useless, and the only solution was to strap a message to a pigeon and send it airborne through a hail of gunfire. Wow. Sometimes there was a lone this lone bird effort would actually save lives of hundreds of soldiers. One such instance occurred in Italy in 1943 when an American pigeon named G.I. Joe was dispatched to an Allied airbase in the nick of time to call the planned bombing of a village that had just been liberated by British troops. So they were about to bomb this village, and Britain went in there and ended up taking over the village, and the pigeons the only reason that they didn't end up bombing it and killing all the Britons. So that happened there. So that year, there were three birds, White Vision, Winky, and Tyke. They became the first three of 32 pigeons to receive the People's Disciplinary for Sick Animals, or the PDSA, Dickin Medal for exceptional wartime accomplishments. So that's pretty cool.
That's really cool. Well, it's just crazy to think about because, you know, like now with, as you said, like with radio and phone advancements, being able to just communicate with people in real time so much quicker. But, yeah, you had no way. If you've got a group of soldiers over here and then you've got another one stationed a few miles away or even further, there's no way to get to them, especially when you got to go through enemy lines.
Yeah, so. Enemy lines in World War II, phone lines weren't as distinct.
Pretty crazy.
There you go. Pigeons now have some medals. There's 32 pigeons that have medals.
Well, see, now they're kind of put out of that job because of technology, so I'm glad they got their medals while they could.
Yeah, while they could. R.I.P. Cool. All the rest of the pigeons these days. Not worth it anymore.
Well, now they're just hanging out, like you said, in the urban districts and causing people problems. Anyway, good to know that we were able to come up with some solution to help in the war, World War II, and I'm glad the pigeons could help us. Now, for my Did You Know, talking about colors, why everyday objects are the colors they are. Today, let's talk about green screens. Right in the name, of course. The screen is green. You know, you get the backdrop for different news stations. You know, whenever I was in college, I got to be in the second biggest green screen in the country.
Really?
Is at Ball State University where I went to school. Yeah, and so I got to do some sports and some news production behind that green screen, which is pretty cool. But why is it green? You know, they can make that background computer generate it into any image they want. Why is it green? You have any ideas?
So I think I've heard it before, but I can't remember at the moment. But I know it's something to do with like the color is like it doesn't register completely, so it's easy to drop something over the top of it or something like that. I don't remember the specifics, though.
Yeah, well, the main reason is the hue has more to do with human skin tones than the color itself. So since human skin tones, you know, there's different shades, but there's a lot of shades of orange, and there's basically no green. Right, there's no
in a human skin.
Yeah, so it's the furthest opposite away from a human skin tone because when you want to put a background image on,
you don't
want to
put it over
make
human.
Sure. Yeah, you don't want their face to be blended into the image. You want to be able to see the human with the background imaging. So it's because the human skin is the farthest away, so you can replace the background image without affecting the human in the middle. That's why you don't want to wear green if you're going to be on a green screen.
Okay, you know, that makes sense.
It even says why meteorologists, they don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day. If you're watching the news and everybody else, you know, you've got the guy that's actually on set in a real studio. He's got his green tie on or his green jacket or whatever. Meteorologist, he's not going to be having on the green jacket or the green tie because then that'll just blend right into the background.
Huh. Okay. No, I guess that makes sense because instead of having to, it's not to do with the actual, the color of it making it easier to put it on there. It's the fact that they replace the green with the image.
Exactly. So you don't have any confusion because it's not going to blend into any human skin tones. And it's not a color that you wear that frequently. But if you're on a green screen, then you definitely have to avoid wearing it because then you'll be invisible.
Oh, there you go. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's the green screen for you. We talked about school buses, why they're yellow, and also airplanes, why they're white. Now the green screen. And we'll come on back with another everyday object tomorrow to finish out the week on the Did You Know Show. And I'm sure Noah will have something great for us as well. So make sure you tune in. 2:45, Did You Know Show.